eternal life this morning. So 1 John 5 and verse 11, God has given us eternal life. Not trying to get it. No, it's already given. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Praise God. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. Because all the life's in the Son, in Jesus. Praise God. Now, we've been looking at what eternal life is, because we're used to hearing the phrase eternal life, and we believe, saved from hell, and that's true, and that's wonderful. But eternal life is much more than that. Eternal life is all the life that God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have lived together eternally. That's what eternal life is. Everything that they live in and are and have lived in and do live in all eternity is eternal life. And God has given the eternal life to us. I'm not waiting for it. I'm not hoping someday. No, it's for now as well as eternity. We move into eternal life. As soon as you receive the Son, you receive the life. Praise God. Now, we had a look last week. Nothing in this world can in any way affect eternal life. Nothing in the world, no circumstance in the world, no situation that can come along in life is able to in any way affect eternal life. Why is that? It's because it's eternal. Hallelujah. It always has been eternal life. It always will be eternal life. And so nothing coming along in life is going to affect this wonderful eternal life that is given to you in the Son. Young people, Jesus wants you to stay very close to him because he's got the very best for you. Eternal life. He's got the very best. You'll hear a little bit about it here this morning, and so it'll be absolutely great. Now, Jesus, the heavenly man, he's called the heavenly man in one scripture. Jesus, the heavenly man, he's come from heaven to us, full of eternal life. In fact, another scripture says he is eternal life. He is it because he is everything. Praise God. So he's the heavenly man, has come from heaven full of eternal life, and as many as receive him, receive the eternal life that's in him. Anyone here received him? You've received Christ, you've received eternal life. You've received all the life that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit eternally lives in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now listen to John 3:16. We're used to understanding it in a certain way, but there's more for us to receive out of this scripture as there is of every other scripture. Praise God. God so loved the world, you, me, everyone in the world, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, the indescribable gift, that whoever, it's a lovely wide invitation there, whoever believed on him should not perish, that means be destroyed, but have eternal life. Glory to God. He wants you saved out of everything that would cause you to perish. Everything that would cause you to perish. And so he gives you eternal life. That life, if lived in it, will save you from the power of everything that would cause you to perish. Amen. Praise God. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, full of eternal life, that whoever believed on him, we heard this morning, goes on believing in him, keeping the gates open through constantly believing on him, should not perish but have eternal life. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait for heaven for eternal life. Oh, glory to God. Christ came from heaven to give it to us now. Whoever would believe in him, whoever would receive from him, has the eternal life now to live in. Glory to God. We move into eternal life through Jesus. We live in eternal life, and we go on living eternally in eternal life. Whoever does not believe on him, Jesus said, would perish. Why would they perish? Why would they be destroyed? Because they'd be living off this world only. They'd be living off this world. I mean, have you ever switched on a radio, TV? And this is what you'll hear. You'll hear a fear. You'll hear anxiety. You'll hear depression. You'll hear hopelessness. Why is that? Because they're drawing from this world only. You see, the true person in Christ, we're living off heaven. We're living off eternal life. We're not living off this world alone. And so we're saved from the fear, saved from the worry, saved from the anxiety. We're saved from the foolishness. We're saved from the rat race. We're saved from the depression. We're saved from the hopelessness. Jesus, full of eternal life, he's not of this world. And he said, we who are on him, he said, they're not of this world either. No, we're in this world. We're not of it. We don't draw our resources from this, what this world has to offer. We draw our resources from heaven itself. We draw our resources from Christ himself. It's wonderful. Glory to God. You get the very best with Jesus, young people. Romans 6:23 says this. The wages of sin is death. That's what the world is in. They're in the wages of sin and they're in the death of it all. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Did you notice it's the gift? Did you notice that you don't have to earn any of this? You receive Christ, you receive the gift of eternal life. Everything that's in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you all receive it in Christ when you receive him. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Now see, everything from this world is changing. You can rely on absolutely nothing. Well, somebody said you can rely on death and taxes, but you everything is changing. I mean, the taxes are changing. Everything is changing. Praise God. So we have to be built into that which does not change. That's where the confidence, that's where the stability comes from, you see. Because Jesus, the Lord says, the Holy Spirit says about the Lord, he says, I, the Lord, change not. I'm really pleased. Oh, I'm really pleased, because there's no fixed point anywhere in this earth. Nothing you can fix and say, that's sure, that's reliable. Nothing you can rely on. But I, the Lord, change not. Jesus Christ, the eternal life, the same. Yesterday. Same eternal life for me today. Same eternal life for me tomorrow. Unchanging. Unchanging eternal life. Everything from heaven is unchanging, secure, and forever. I think that might be worth building into that. Hallelujah. I mean, does the scripture say lay hold on eternal life? Lay hold on it. It's all there. Everything is there, all freely given. The question is whether you and I will lay hold. I'm going to lay hold on that. Praise God. I'm going to stay laying hold on it. All the different things from eternal life. Praise God. You build into Christ, you are steady, you are secure, and you are settled. You build into him, you're steady. All the stuff is changing, but you're steady. All the insecurity is around, but you're secure. Everyone around is unsettled, but you're settled in eternal life in Christ. Is it wonderful? Is it real? Praise God. Have you tasted how good, how wonderful the Lord is? Well, we're going to look for a little while this morning just how I live practically in eternal life. Will that be good? We're seeing some of the principles, but we want to see, how do I live practically in eternal life? How is eternal life going to affect me day-to-day ordinary living? Would that be something to have a look at? What's the number one thing that the whole nation is totally concerned about at the moment? What's the number one thing? Recession, redundancy, yeah, war as well. It's financial. Is that right? Is that what the whole country is all concerned about? People being made redundant, jobs being cut, debt everywhere, and so that's what the media are pouring out. If you listen to the media, that's what they're pouring out, all this stuff. So how do we live in eternal life in the midst of all of that? Would that be worth exploring a little bit? Hallelujah. You see, we live in the real world. But we live by the endless resources we have in Christ Jesus. In the real world. You and I have bills to pay the same as everybody else. But we're living off His supply, His peace and His goodness. So I've now noted down some things here of how we might live eternal life to be secure and safe financially and right in the middle of all the changing situations here today. Amen. If you stay close to the Lord, He will warn you of things to come. So in other words, you're going to be equipped in advance. It's really worth staying close to Him. Because He can tell you of things in advance. He can warn you of things in advance. He can tell you of things that are coming that are going to be for your blessing. Is that really good? And He knows how to rescue you out of a sinking ship. Praise God. He knows how to give the right instructions to you so that you don't go down with a sinking ship. Is that good? Hallelujah. Is that very practical? There was one chap who's in the car industry, and he saw the writing on the wall for the car industry. I don't know whether he was a Christian or not, but this was a good move. He thought, right, this ship's going down here. I need to start looking elsewhere. And so he was being interviewed, and he got into another part of engineering. Is that a good move? You see, but if you're staying close to the Lord, He'll show you if the ship's going down. You need to be thinking of moving on. You need to be moving out of this. Is that really good? He warns you of things to come. I used to look after some savings for my mum. I used to manage her finances for her. And I was about to put some savings into a particular bank because there was a good return there from the bank. And the Lord said, don't put it into that. Thank you, Lord. Didn't go in there. The bank went right down. We'd still be waiting to see if any of the resources had ever come back out of it. I mean, it pays to stick close to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit so that you're wised up and you're steps ahead of the trouble that's coming. Amen? So that's the first thing that occurs to me. The second thing, thinking through some of these things, in the midst of financial changing circumstances, you'll be steady and you'll be without fear because there is no shortage with Jesus. There's no shortage with Him, you see. Hallelujah. He has all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the everything that's needed to guide you carefully. So we're not like the world. Jesus said, this is the world, what the world's like. What shall we eat? What shall we wear? How are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to manage in all of this? Is that the picture Jesus painted of the rat race? He said, the pagans, they run after all these things. He said, but we live in eternal life with our Heavenly Father who knows what we have need of, and He knows how to how for us to receive the answer through Him. Is that wonderful? You see, we're not on our own. The world is on its own. because it rejects Christ. It won't walk with him. They haven't got these resources that we heard earlier this morning that we have in God. Amen. So he will show you what to do. Your Father knows that you have need of these things. And before you and I were ever created, he knew that we would have need of certain things in life. And he is a faithful shepherd and faithful father to have everything provided from day one to day finish on the earth. Is that right? And so we can have immense confidence in him. Now, the most usual way that Father blesses us is through the work of our hands. A person that won't work, Scripture says you won't eat. He says that's your problem. You have to work with your hands, but in eternal life, these hands that are working, if you're in Christ and you're living in eternal life, these hands that you're working with are blessed. Let's enjoy a scripture from Deuteronomy 28 and verse 12. The Lord will open to you his good treasure. That sounds very good to me. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain on your land in its season, to bless the work of your hand. To bless the work of your hand. You see, we're in eternal life. Our hands are eternally blessed to work and to produce through God's blessing what we need. Is it wonderful? It's absolutely what. I mean, see, the world doesn't have this blessing on their hand. They may build up some stuff, but they're not going to have the blessing. You see, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow to it. Though the ones working in the world are grafting away, there's a lot of sorrow that goes with what they're receiving. I mean, see, the ultimate wealth is Christ. And our relationship is to him. But through him comes the wisdom that we need for day-to-day living. Is that right? Praise God. So we are sons of our Heavenly Father in eternal life. And our Father opens his treasure of blessing on the work of our hand. One instruction from Jesus turns loss into plenty. No, there's just one instruction. Put the net down the other side. I mean, see, they'd worked all night, all the sweat, and nothing to show for it. Put just one instruction. I mean, this one nearly sank the boats with what came in. Is that right? One instruction. Well, I mean, has he stopped giving instructions to those who live close to him and say, Father, here's our situation now. We need to be thinking further than what's going on at the moment. What's your instruction, Heavenly Father, so that we may need a net going down the other side? Perhaps we need to think wider than we're thinking right now. Father, you will help us so that we can be in the fullness that God has got for us. Amen. The main provision comes through the work of hands. It's lovely to receive a gift, lovely to receive an inheritance, lovely to receive a blessing, but that's not the day-to-day the way the Lord works. It's through the work of our hands. Mightily blessed. I mean, what about if you said when you were going out into the day, Lord, these hands are really blessed to produce here today. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You see, what about doing? I'm mixing faith with the word. These hands are blessed. I'm going to really produce well here today. Glory to God. One instruction from Jesus. He has eternal wisdom how to guide you. Praise God. Those without eternal life flowing from Christ, they're on their own. Only living from out of this world in its panic, in its desperation to try and provide, scrape through. We're not like that. We're blessed. We're in peace. In peace. He will help you, you see, to live with small amounts of money successfully and blessed, larger amount of money blessed and at peace. Praise God. The Apostle Paul, he said, I found the secret of doing it every way. I could live in the lack, totally blessed, totally secure, totally at peace. I could live in the plenty, totally blessed, totally at peace, totally secure. Can you see it? It's wonderful. It's in Christ. It goes beyond this world. It goes beyond the provision. Sometimes you wonder, how on earth did I manage? How on earth did God ever take me through that period of time? He has. You're blessed, and you're still going on with Him. Praise God. So we're just looking, that's eternal life, looking at some financial things. How do I live in the eternal life of Christ with challenges in my physical body? Would that be worth thinking about? Praise God. In eternal life, there is no sickness. You see, you have to start pondering this. You have to start letting this soak in. In eternal life, there is no sickness. In the life is in the Son. There's no sickness in Christ. There's no sickness in the eternal life. And Jesus, the Eternal One, is in you. I mean, see, you can start to see yourself differently. If you start to see yourself how the Word describes you, not how you've come to get a depressed picture of your own self. Is that easy to do? Build up a very depressing picture all about yourself. Yeah, well, the focus has to come right off of me, wonderful me, onto wonderful Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Look to Him. How He describes you. Now you see, in Him I can see myself well. In Christ, I can see myself well. Why? Because I'm in the middle of eternal life. That life is in the Son. I've been put into the center of eternal life. I've been put into the center where there is no sickness. And in me is the eternal life in Christ in which there is no sickness. I can start to see myself differently. It depends what we look at. Praise God. Praise God. The life's in the Son. I'm laying hold on eternal life. I'm drinking the truth of who is in me, and drinking the truth concerning this eternal life in which there's no sickness. I'm drinking that in. There's no lack of energy in eternal life. I'm just so worn out. No, there's no shortage of energy in eternal life. There's no diabetes in eternal life. See, you may have symptoms in your body and you may have been told different things medically, but you can start to see yourself differently. I choose to see myself how He describes me, filled with eternal life. I choose to live like that. There are no health issues in eternal life. See, Jesus came from heaven to the earth, full of eternal life. And so everywhere He went, thousands were healed. Why was that? Because the eternal life was everywhere that Jesus went. But that eternal life's now inside you and inside me. If you've received Christ, you've received this eternal life on the inside. Praise God. In eternal life, God's perfect eternal love casts out every fear. Every fear. In eternal life, there is no fear. There is no fear. Now, see, if you add fear to sickness, guess what you're going to get? More sickness. You mix that cocktail, fear and sickness, you end up with more sickness. You focus on the eternal life that you have in Christ Jesus, and you start to see yourself well, and changes start to take place in your body if you'll persist laying hold on eternal life. Praise God. Praise God. Those without Christ, with just this world for their help, here's what they do. They talk the sickness. and they believe the sickness. No, they're totally convinced that they're sick, this world. They look at the sickness, and they live in the sickness. The more the sickness develops, the more they believe the sickness. Can you see it? I mean, see, this is the word cutting right in. If you'll allow this, if you say, Lord, a two-edged sword, cut right into me with this truth, so that your truth becomes bigger than any lie that's around. So that the passing things of this life are swallowed up in your eternal life. Could you believe for it? It's a change of heart, you see. It's me lining up my heart with Christ. It's me lining up my heart with what Father says. Me lining up with what the Holy Spirit says to see the difference. Praise God. And I mean, know that nobody is going to force you into this. No, God the Father is not going to force you into eternal life. He freely gives it all. You have to receive deliberately. You have to drink. You have to go on drinking deliberately. It's a decision of heart so that you can begin to receive what God has got for you. Is it wonderful? Christ is alive. Well, let me see what we've got here. Look to Jesus, who is eternal life. See yourself in him. See him in you. You won't see sickness. You'll see Christ, Jesus, in me. I see myself filled with eternal life despite symptoms that are looking for my attention. They're not having my attention. My eternal life in Christ is what's having my attention right now. Amen. Christ is alive in eternal life in you, with eternal wisdom. See, what instruction has he got for you concerning health and well-being in him? Would that be worth it? Do you think Jesus might have something useful to say? If you've got a challenge in your physical body, or do we just carry on? Or do we say, no, Jesus, what have you to say into this? Because you see, one word from Christ Jesus totally changed many people's lives. Is that right? I say to you, arise. That was all that was needed there from Jesus. Just one instruction. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. Stretch out your hand. Just one instruction. Person was totally changed from sickness, from debilitation into life. Has he stopped speaking? Does he not care now anymore about whether you're well or not? The question more is whether we care. That's really where the question is, not whether he cares. One instruction. You see, the Lord would speak things to you to have you healthy in advance, if you would listen to him. If you would listen to him, the instructions would be there for in advance. You'd be prepared. There are various things that you can do to your advantage. You know, you can take some exercise hugely to your advantage. You don't use it, you lose it. Oh, it's up to us. Well, I don't care, really. I'm prepared to just, you know, carry on. And if I lose it, I lose it. Or you could say, Lord, what things would you have me do that I can cooperate with you for my well-being, for my health? Would that be wise? Hallelujah. I mean, he knows everything. He formed every single part of you. He knit you together and stitched you together in your mother's womb. There's nobody knows you like Christ knows you. And so he has got the wise answers for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed on him should not perish. Does he want me perishing in my health? No, should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life is the answer to perishing. Hallelujah. We receive like little children. God does not want us to perish in any area of life, but to have eternal life in his Son for this life and on into the next. The gift of God is eternal life. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he who has the Son, and you might say continues with the Son, has the life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. Amen. Is it terribly complicated? Oh, very, very complicated. That's a terribly complicated stuff there. Terribly complicated. I either believe that Jesus, I come like a little child, Father, you're my Father, you filled me with eternal life, and your eternal life will keep me well and whole and fully provided for in every area of life. Just like a little child, Dad looks after me. Dad looks after me in every area of my life. Dad gives me the wise wisdom. Dad shows me how to go. Dad gives me instructions as I go along that are going to help me in my life. It's just like a little child living with Heavenly Father and believing beyond this world, believing beyond it and receiving from beyond it. Amen? Does it say to fix your mind on things which are above and not on the things which are on the earth? Praise God. Fix your mind on his wonderful eternal life. Amen. Just receive now from the Lord. It's not wrong to say to the Lord, Lord, I've just been carrying on and it's poor what I've got compared to what I could have in you. And I want to start receiving in a fresh way from you. It's all to do with whether you will receive like a little child. That's what it's all to do with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have your conversation with him now. This is not another work for you to do. This is a gift for you to receive. That's the difference. I'm going to try and work it's upon eternal life. I'm going to get it into me, eternal life. No, it's a gift. It's all provided for. It's all done. It's all finished. The question is, say, Lord, I receive the gift, and I'm going on receiving from this gift. The gift is Christ Jesus himself. Is it wonderful? Have we had a fruitful time here this morning? Praise God. Well, there's a free CD will be in the basket there.